sounds good. Forget, I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, America. Tim Wingate here, riding shotgun, and I hope with our wonderful host, Michael Herzog. Are you with me, Mike, today?
That would be me.
All right. Excellent. You got, are you doing the cell phone thing, or is the landline working now?
Actually, the landline came in this morning, and I'm sitting here. Have you ever been sitting at a red light, Tim, and you're late to get somewhere? You know, and you're waiting for the light to turn green. Well, I'm sitting here at my desk looking at this internet light that's red right now, and I'm having epileptic seizures waiting for it to turn green. I'll tell you why. I've been without any kind of real news, whether it be via RBN or whether it be via the internet as a whole, for the last 5 days. And, of course, the only access I've had, if I wanted it, was a newspaper, and I got so disgusted, I actually went down this morning and bought an Arizona Republic. Boy, what a joke. I'll share a little bit of that with the audience here. But, and supposedly by 5 o'clock today, my internet service will be working. So that's a good thing.
And that is good.
I'm sitting here with bated breath waiting, and I'll tell you what. See, I'm waiting for it to turn red, from red to green, and I'm sure that my board operator, Carrie, is on her knees right now, praying, of course. Oh, please, God, let it stay red. That's just a joke. But anyway.
Well, it makes it a lot easier if the internet is working. I know I would, I can do without. There are days that I purposely just totally fast from the internet because I can get so caught up into it. Being a big information junkie like I am, I like to try and stay in control. But I know what it's like to be out of touch. When we were doing the move, boy, I didn't have any access to internet for several days. And when I got back on, I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe all the stuff that's happened around the world. You forget.
I know. Is Bush still president, by the way?
Unfortunately, but only for 383 more days.
Oh, I remember back in the days before I was awake, I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh back when I was my former life back in Indiana. And they used to count down the days of the Clinton administration.
Right.
Yeah, so we got how many days left? 300 and what?
383 days.
I wonder how
left.
Much damage he can do in that amount of time.
Well, according to the Pacific Free Press and a guy named Tim Shorrock, he's written an article about Spying Incorporated and some of the new plans that the Bush administration has to the National Applications Office, the NAO, will be established to coordinate how the Department of Homeland Security, in other words, our Gestapo, and how the Department of Homeland Security and domestic law enforcement and rescue agencies use imagery and communication intelligence picked up by U.S. spy satellites.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
You know, and speaking of that, these U.S. spy satellites, now I don't know, and I don't go into this at all on my show. I think there was one time I had John Lear on my show. We talked a little bit about moon bases and so forth. But I was, perusing around, and the internet, by the way, you know, it's especially when you're preparing the show, it's so easy and simple, and there's so many places you can go, you can just scan the landscape, and you put your show together. And I ran across, of course, Rents.com. Oh, I hear the music. I'll tell you when we get back.
Coming up. That's right.
All right.
You get to hear it today.
Yes.
You got a good phone.
Let me call this out. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my sub-host, Tim Wingate, and I'm riding shotgun on the wagon. We'll be back in three. Stick with us, folks.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, Mike, we're back.
Yes, it's me. I'm still here. Unfortunately, I forgot what I was talking about before we went to break. I just had a pleasant 2-minute conversation with John Stadtmiller, and he got me off topic here. What was I talking about?
Oh, now that's good, because I think we were talking about spy satellites.
Oh, yes. And listen to this. Yes. So I was perusing the internet, I don't know, about a week or two ago. And again, you know, my show doesn't talk about UFOs and that sort of thing, you know, but I ran across this interesting set of clips, video clips, that is on Rents.com, that this gentleman, and I think he's in Phoenix, Arizona, he has a high-powered telescope, and he's filming these weird-looking objects that are orbiting our planet. Now, they're UFOs, obviously. I'm not saying that there's, you know, space aliens or Martians or anything, but they're weird-looking ships that look like almost kind of like mini space stations. And I'm wondering if those may not be these spy satellites that are big enough to be manned. But for the listening audience, you know, I would go into Rents.com and I'd take a look at it for myself. I haven't been able to be on the internet, as you know, Tim, and I haven't been able to update my website. So when I do, I'm probably going to put those on my website. But at any rate, it's a fascinating view to look at those.
On Rents.com, huh?
It's on Rents.com, and yeah, okay. And again, it may or may not be, you know, affiliated with a spy satellite program, but I'll tell you what, whatever these things are, they're extremely weird-looking. They look like It could be. There's a little bit blurry, but they could be a space station. They could be manned orbital, spy satellites. I don't know. But it's up to the viewer's objective or whatever they want to take away from it. I just thought it was fascinating to look at. And here's the kicker, that I guess the Army or the Department of Intelligence or somebody, as this guy is filming, he is filming these black helicopters and jets, and he's got it on film that, you know, the government knows that he's viewing and filming these satellites or whatever they are. And so they're buzzing his home. And he's got that on film as well, and they're taking pictures of him. And he's got film of them taking pictures.
And
you know good and well
what they're doing, because they have nobody to answer to. They're doing infrared imagery, heat sensor imagery. They're doing all kinds of stuff.
Oh, sure.
To the house to figure out exactly what's there in case they ever have to bust in for some manufactured reason.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. But at any rate, it's a good view. There's a good 10 to 12 minutes worth of clips, and it's worthwhile to go in there and take a look at it.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, you want to hear the top news of the day, though?
Do you?
I said, do you?
Oh, sure.
Straight out of the Arizona Republic. Now, you have to understand here, folks.
Now, this is the Arizona Republic,
this is
right?
The Arizona Republic.
Okay.
This is the Maricopa County newspaper, okay? The circulation, I don't know, is probably 2-3 million people, right?
Who owns it?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Don't really care. This is the newspaper that calls me, or used to call me, 2 or 3 times a week. And everyone that called me, I would instruct that as soon as their newspaper starts telling the truth, I would be happy to look at buying it. But they've never told the truth since they've been in business, so I'm not going to buy their newspaper. At any rate, top news of the day. Autopsy finds Valium in the body of a Nebraska gunman who killed 8 and then himself. The Israel's West Bank roadblocks to remain. Surprise. Palestinians outraged. Tainted vodka kills 11 in Mongolia. New Orleans reports homicides increased 30% in 2007. 2 Navy sailors found dead in Ghana. Pope appeals for world peace in 2008. Now, here's the top story. Are you ready?
Okay. And
I'm going to expound on this because this book, and I'm going to call it the book. Remember Russell Mead's book that I didn't give the title to. Okay, I'm using this now as a reference guide for everybody in the Patriot movement so we can put our ducks in a row as to what to do to win back our country. But anyway, top story of the day. Fugitives grabs police dog, leaps off the Coronado Bridge. He lives, the animal dies. And it goes on to say, a man being chased by authorities grabbed a police dog and leaped off the San Diego Coronado Bridge, taking the animal with him into the frigid ocean water 200 feet below. The fall killed the dog. Now, this is a police dog, canine unit, right? And if I could talk to this man, you see, now after reading this book, I would say, no. This is not what you do. Let me refer to page 358, okay, of the book.
The book.
This is an American Indian movement where they were holding a centennial for the Custer's last stand, right?
Right.
So AIM shows up, the American Indian movement.
Battle of Bighorn, right?
What's that?
The Battle of Bighorn.
Yes, it's a centennial celebration of the Battle of the Little Bighorn.
Yeah.
So the American Indian movement showed up, and I'm just going to read one paragraph of what they did here, okay? It says, and this is Russell Means talking. We parked along the road, got everybody together, and walked in. We had expected the police dogs, so as we marched in and the cops moved forward to face off against us, we turned loose 2 of our own German Shepherd bitches, both in heat. Instantly, it was like a Max Sennett movie. Every SOB in the canine corps forgot everything he had been trained. Many jerked the leashes out of their handlers' hands and ran after the bitches. Our dogs were American Indian movement all the way. They weren't about to let any pig dogs mount them, so they took off, too. Cops whistled and called their dogs. Handlers with animals still on leashes were dragged to and fro. It was total chaos. Aimsters surrounded the crowd of whites, standing shoulder to shoulder with hands inside their coats as though reaching for a gun in a shoulder holster. We knew how to play their game. The Park Service people got scared. They saw that we had planned and organized this and that we were disciplined. Now, see, this is the activism that these people carry out. Okay, they don't just sit and talk about it, and they don't complain about it. They get up and do something about it. And that's what fascinated me. And I have to tell you, and I'll reiterate again, you know, this is a 500 and, what is it, about 550 pages. And I'll tell you what, from page one all the way through, it was very, very, very difficult to put it down. It kept my attention better than any book that I have ever read in my life. And I read a lot of them. So I will tell you this, and this is my summation of Russell Means, is that I believe he is to his people, to the Indians, in a hero form, as Clint Eastwood was to Western fans, you know, 30 years of Western movies, in the illusionary hero forms. The difference between Russell Means and Clint Eastwood is the Clint Eastwood movies, you know, High Plains Drifter and all of these. This was an imaginary hero. Russell Means is a real hero. And the things that he's done in his life, which I'm going to expound upon Thursday, just a few of them, and there's dozens and dozens and dozens of them. The man is just an amazing, he is a walking caricature of a hero to his people. And some of the things he's done, if it wasn't documented, it would totally be unbelievable. So there you go. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm going to refer to it until Friday as the book. Now, I've spoken to his wife. She had mentioned to me that the book is still in print, still available, and I stopped her and I said, no, I don't want to know where it's available yet till Friday. I'm going to let Russell announce that. But I want every one of my listening audience to buy a copy of this book because, believe me, you will use it as a reference guide in the Patriot movement. All right, that's my commentary on Russell Means for the day.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, and by the way, and I think I mentioned this before, but folks, you really do. You want to call your friends, neighbors, and relatives. You get them, listen Thursday and Friday because I'm going to go through, I'm going to read a couple of chapters. I'm not real sure. There's four of them I've got outlined here, but I'm going to read a couple of full chapters of the books just to show you what this movement has done in particular instances because it's absolutely fascinating. All right, so there you go. That's the news of the day. The top news of the day is a guy jumped off the Coronado Bridge with a police dog in his hands.
At least from your newspaper over down there, right? That's sad. That's sad that that's the only news that they seem to fit
you know
to
what,
print. I know it's local.
This is actually today's news briefing. I mean, this is worldwide. Jerusalem, Mongolia. I mean, the front page. This is the second page, but on the front page of this newspaper, the highlighted article, which is interesting, it's about an Iraqi refugee family that's finding it difficult to live in the United States.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear about them?
No, go ahead, please.
No. I mean, I didn't read the whole article, but I guess they showed up here a couple of months ago, and you know, it's a mixed blend. It's what do you call it? Sweet and sour, because it's a valley of a loss and hope. The valley, what they're calling the Valley of the Sun, is a place of loss and hope because 2 months after they got there or got here into Arizona, her husband died. So they're suffering the loss of the husband, but they have come to Arizona from Iraq, which I find interesting. You know, how many millions of people have left Iraq since our occupation? Do you know?
No, not offhand, but millions have left, millions have been killed.
Well, I'm just wondering how they made it in here. I mean, are we opening the doors with paperwork?
Well, we're opening the doors for everybody but Western Europeans. The doors are pretty much shut for Western Europeans, and or if you are an American citizen and you have a foreign wife or a foreign husband and you're living out of the States, it's almost a minimum three-year process.
Well, I'll tell you what, I mean,
allow them to come and even visit.
Right. The point on my issue right now is moot because, you know, I've made the decision to part company and go our separate ways. But I'll tell you that, you know, that ongoing debacle with Lindsay's issue is still ongoing and there is no end in sight to it. So I have to agree, and I don't know, you know, if you've got documentation to that effect or not, but I have to agree that as far as at least, you know, in my instance with European women or men, maybe for that matter, they seem to be making it extremely difficult to get, you know, their papers validated.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's still going through it up to this, right to this day. And it's been now, I don't know, about 3 years, something like that, over 3 years. Anyway, hear the music coming up. We'll take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my sub-host, Tim Wingate, and I'm in the covered wagon riding shotgun. So we'll see you in three. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't.
All right, who's going to be the first to talk here? Is it me or the
Oh, I don't know. You know, I was waiting.
Right, we're
to
back.
See
Michael Herzog with Tim Wingate. Listen, before we go any further, Tim, yeah. I want to give a shout out to a couple of my sponsors here. Great guys. And by the way, I mentioned I just took my noontime Cardvite. And I'm telling you, man, and I'm not kidding you when I say this, I just feel great. You know, I'm full of it. My mind is really, really clear, and I've got all kinds of energy, you know. And I've never felt this good. I can't remember. I'm not going to say I've never felt good this good, but I can't remember the last time that I felt this good. But I can tell you this, Tim. At age 58, of by the way, which I just turned on Sunday.
Hey, happy birthday.
I've never
birthday.
Felt better at age 58 than I feel by taking Cardivite, and I've been 58 for 2 days. So there you go.
There you go.
But anyway, give Don Wiskin a call at Cardivite, folks. It's 877-928-8822. Again, that's 877-928-8822. And for investment advice, again, I want to mention, call John Onesti stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, gold, whatever your situation is, as far as what to invest in, what not to invest in, great guy to deal with, John Onesti. It's 505-296-2453. Again, that's 505-296-2453. And tell John I mentioned it. Give him a call. Thank you. All right, now, where are we at?
Oh, wherever you want to go. You know,
I'm
talking
blind.
About the lack of news.
Tim, I'm third eye blind. I can see nothing. I have no access.
Here, let's just play with this a little bit. I've done this before. Not really super ready, but anybody's got access to the internet. You can take a look at your ISP and what are the top news items that your ISP maybe has up.
What are you talking about? If you're going to Yahoo or MSN or whatever?
Oh, any of them, actually.
You're talking to listening audience, of course, because I can't do it. I'm still looking at a red light here.
No. That's perfectly fine. Here, I'm gonna pop over to one that I use. I have a couple ISP. Well, I only have one main ISP, but I have you can bounce around to all the different ones here. And, you know, what is Comcast, who's one of the biggest ones, one of the biggest providers of broadband internet connection out there. Their hot topics is, did Huckabee go too far with attack ad? Letterman and Leno return tonight. Some kind of a daredevil makes an astounding jump. Let me get back to the news. In the news, oil hits $100 a barrel for the first time. Now, that was important. I'll have to admit that.
Wait a minute. Let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
Okay, where does that put gold then? Where's gold right now?
I have no idea.
Okay.
No idea, but I do know I was watching just a little bit. It went to $100 and it's dropped back down. It's within pennies, if you will, maybe a few dimes of coming back up to 100, but it's been at 98, 99 point something for some time.
Well, now, curiously, you know,
I just got a note that gold's up to 856 right now.
You are kidding me.
No. Yeah, I just got a note here from
well, you
our
know,
board
that
operator.
Maybe I should leave the internet off then, okay? That means that gold has gone up $43 an ounce since I got kicked off the internet. You know, there may be something to this in what Russell Means would call the great mystery. As long as I don't look at gold, maybe it'll go up, because as soon as I look at it, it goes down. But
yeah.
at any rate, okay, so the
point being, you know, other than the gold, let's see here, shots fired, prisoner freeze, criminal probe opened in CIA tapes, bus slams into tractor, 50 hurt, man with knife arrested at Clinton headquarters, embattled San Francisco mayor engaged to an actress, Eddie Murphy gets married on a Pacific island, you know, this kind of stuff. Something, you know, weird news, different stuff. You've got the...
Let's go back to oil for a minute. Okay,
yeah,
so
go ahead.
It topped out at $100 a barrel. It dropped down a few cents below that. But my question is, in light of the national intelligence estimate, the fact that they defused Bush and Cheney's war drums against Iran, then what is causing the oil to seep back up there? I mean, they're not going to...
Primarily China's use.
China's
demand for oil. We have the former third world nations all becoming second world becoming first world nations, and we have a lot of up and coming nations that are becoming industrial because U.S. or former U.S. companies, now international companies, are moving offshore, and as people get jobs, they increase their spending. And of course, this is going to scare. And it's a concern around the world because the United States consumer, if we hit inflation keeps going up and we have a recession, that means we're not going to be spending discretionary money on products that are being made overseas. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you know, it's a ripple effect all the way around.
Well, you know, I tell you, it's interesting that, you know, I went out, I ventured out. Of course, I had nothing better to do because I don't have internet access and I can't get any news. So I ambled my way down to the swap meet, which is kind of a flea market here in Phoenix. And 30% of the booths in that swap meet from last year are closed. And I had talked to a lovely lady that was, you know, selling used books there, and she said that it's the economy that's causing that. And she thought it was due to the, you know, nobody was spending money because there's an upcoming presidential election. And I said, no, that's not it. But it was interesting that, you know, you can base that on when you, I went from there over to the mall. And, you know, I just sat and I people watched. I just sat and watched for about, oh, I don't know, hour and a half, 2 hours, just killing time. And you can watch on the looks of the faces of the retailers. You can look at especially the jewelry stores. You can get a good gauge of what's not being spent by looking at the faces of the retailers in the jewelry stores. We've got a break. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with Tim Wingate riding shotgun on the wagon. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Well, Michael, we're back.
Yes, we are. Listen, before we go any further, Tim, I want to, again, I want to thank you, and I want to mention to the listening audience that, yes, I do have phone service today, and the reason I wanted to make sure that, you know, I had somebody holding down the fort, and I want to thank you again for doing so, because knowing this phone company and the dealings that I've had with them many, many, many times in the past, I was not certain that I would indeed have phone service today, and I do not have enough minutes on my cell phone to have been able to do a show. So, again, I want to thank you so much for stepping in, and, of course, I owe you one or two or three.
No problem.
But I hope you never collect on. No.
Yeah. I'll come down and hang out with you, you know, in your little your little wagon there.
Well, I tell you what, you know what I'm going to do tonight? See, I was talking about this thing with going down to the swap meet and kind of getting a gauge, and then I went over to the mall and getting a gauge and looking on the people's face at you know, how the economy's doing. And you can get that really well, but you know what else I'm going to do tonight? You see, I'm going to get another gauge going here. I'm going to go out to a happy hour, you know, where there's a lot of nice women, and I'm going to take an after Christmas poll on how much they spent on Christmas and did they do it on credit cards or cash, don't you see?
Ah, okay.
And then I'll report that poll tomorrow on my show.
Okay.
And I will talk to at least.
That's a pretty good shtick to pick up chicks, huh?
Well, you know, I'm just coming off of this whole thing, and I realized, you know, that hey, you know, I 2008 is going to be an excellent year. There's a lot of great things happening.
Oh, it's going to be marvelous. Scary for a lot, I'm sure.
Well, we live in interesting times, but the fact is, we've got Ron Paul running for president. You know, we've got the primaries that are starting up here shortly. We've got a lot of reasons to be excited. And myself as well, because, you know, I tell you, I feel like there's a big burden lifted off of me. As a matter of fact, I'm not even sure I'm going to stay in Phoenix. I think I may relocate. Not sure where. I may be incognito. I don't know. But the bottom line is that I really feel good. I feel great. Maybe it's the Cartavite. I don't know.
Incognito. Is that in Pakistan?
Yeah. But I'm telling you, I feel good. I have a lot of optimism for a lot of the things that RBN is doing. You know, with this credit card thing and getting the word out and, you know, this Russell Means with the Indian nations, I'm going to stay on top of that. Because
absolutely. I'm just so thrilled that they've finally come around to doing something like that. And I know it took them 30-plus years to get all the ducks in a row, had to wait for the U.N. charter thing or this U.N. resolution to pass, which, interestingly enough, this ruling or this non-binding resolution had to do with indigenous people. The United States, Canada, and Australia were the only ones who didn't sign it. I wonder why.
Yes. Well, at any rate, you know, there's a lot of positive things that are happening throughout the world in the movement. And, you know, I direct people back into my website at www.theamericanawakening.org. There's a I've got a link that you can go to that if the election were to be held, you know, the presidential election were to be held worldwide, that Ron Paul has more votes worldwide than all of the other candidates combined. Now, that's pretty exciting. That tells me that there's a lot of people around the world that are waking up. And, you know, this thing I was talking about, Tim, where it hit the economy, and the economy is down here about 30% or whatever, maybe more, I don't know. But the fact is that people start waking up when they get hit in their pocketbooks. And as you see the price of gas rising again and more people getting laid off and so forth, matter of fact, I went in my favorite place to eat. And I make since I've been on the air now, I make a point to look a little bit deeper than normal so I can report. I walked into Whataburger. Okay, now I have a favorite meal that I eat when I eat at Whataburger. I always have a number two with extra mustard, you see, and I've done it for years, ever since I've been in Phoenix, because they have Whataburger and a number of other states don't. But I noticed the last time I went into Whataburger, and I brought this up, that the price went up 6%.
Yeah.
Okay, now, that was, they had a price increase, I believe, about 6 weeks ago. Okay, and what I'm curious and what I will follow along with is if they indeed have another price increase within the next 4 or 5 months. That will show you what the real cost of inflation is, which is running about, according to Bob Chapman, I believe he's saying it was about 13%, but this year they're anticipating about 15 to 16. So it's going to reflect, and I pay close attention, you know, when I go to the grocery store, buy milk or bread or whatever, I pay close attention to the prices that they don't add into, you know, they don't use the price of gas or they don't use the price of eggs or whatever, food, in the, what do you call it, the price index, in gauging for inflation. They leave those two out because of their volatility, you know. So they can fudge the books, if you will, and keep the numbers and report, you know, their 2 to 3% inflation, which is a big lie. But it's not really. It's a half-truth. Because based upon the figures that they arrive at, but the figures they arrive at, they don't take into consideration the figures that they should take. So by their estimation, yes, it is the truth, but the reality is it's a lie. And if you know anything else about the elitists and the oligarchs and the New World Order, that's all they ever do. Everything they say is a half-truth. I'll give you another example, okay? They hate us because we're free. There's a half-truth. Yes, they hate us because we're free, but who are they? They are the elitists, okay? But they want us to think that that they are the Islamo-fascists, right? or another one, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists.
That's
no,
right.
Well, who is us? Us again is the elitists, the New World
well,
Order.
Well, that's the question, oligarchy. Isn't it?
Right. So in their mind, from their perspective, they are telling the truth, tongue in cheek, and they're laughing at us behind closed doors. But the thing is the American people are starting to figure it out, and that's why I'm excited because I plan on getting out and about. It was a couple of months ago that I had I went down and I bought some software trying to get I got a video camera. And I was going to go out, reporter on the scene, Michael Herzog in Phoenix, Arizona, and I was going to go up and take polls and ask questions about, what do you think of the implementation of the North American Union, blah, blah, blah. And I've never been able to get this dumb thing to work, So I'm making another concerted effort to get this to work so I can go out. Actually, it's an excuse to meet women, you see. But that aside, it gives me a reason to go out and find out what the attitude of the people is. Because we don't know. We're a lot of us on this network, and you know this, Tim, we're preaching to the choir a lot. Now, we've got new listeners coming on all the time, but a lot of the people that listen to RBN are like us. I'm a listener as well. And believe me, I've been out of touch with RBN for the last 5 or 6 days, and I feel like I'm going into an epileptic seizure. I need a fix, This is what this network does to me personally, and this is why I'm so excited about being able to get out, and do what needs to be done to educate people, bring them to the network, and all of us in the Patriot movement should be doing the same thing. Not only that, but there's so many parallels, and I outlined them. I'm going to go through these with Russell Means on Friday. There are so many parallels that I highlighted between their struggle and our struggle, the struggle of the Patriots to get their constitutional republic back and the Indian movement to get their freedom, liberty, their land back. Because believe it or not, Tim, and I know you probably know this, they never lost the war. They never surrendered. The Indian nations never surrendered. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I knew
they never surrendered.
Seminoles never did.
No, none of them ever surrendered. Well, there may be a couple of them, okay, but the Lakota Nation never surrendered. The Cheyenne never surrendered.
Well,
were
they just forced into treaties?
No,
coerced?
They weren't. Well, they were tricked, basically.
Well, that's fraud, misrepresentation.
Well, what they did is they were, as the gold rush was going forward, and they were moving, across the country.
They gave them the Black Hills, and then when they discovered gold, they took it back.
Right, and ultimately, what happened? I'm not going to go into a lot of detail.
Indian
I'll let
giver.
Russell. I'm going to report on this more tomorrow. But basically, what happened was they would advance forward, try to take land or do whatever, and the Indians would beat the heck out of them consistently.
Yeah.
So they would come and beg the Indians for treaties, and then the Indians they'd get them drunk. They'd get them drunk, and they'd hold them in a place and until they missed their families to a point where they were broke, drunk, hungover, and they'd get them to sign so they could go home. Okay, but the Indians never surrendered, and still to this day they haven't surrendered. And that's what's so funny about it, because I always thought, okay, well, the Indians gave up. It's their fault they gave up. They never gave up. And that's what's so – it's not funny. That's what's so tragic about it, is that they didn't give up. They were tricked into treaties – the treaties that were signed, and there's hundreds of them that were signed.
Oh, sure. Well, Mike, the United States government, the elitists, basically, I fault the fascist federalists, or federalism, I think, is just it's become a front for fascism. And they've done this. They've even done this to us. We've all listened to the legal arguments put out by all the various legal gurus and patriots. How we've all been tricked into signing and into contract law and into these latches, the doctrine of latches, and we're stuck in these binding contracts that we can't get out. We've sold our souls, our birth certificates are being used as human resource money to finance credit debt and all these, all this stuff.
Well,
and they just continue to do it, and they just turned on us as well.
Sure, they trick us, by, because Americans don't read, first of all. Okay,
oh,
and I'll give you,
sure.
And here's some of the, here's a parallel, for example. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail because I don't want to, you know, I've got so many of these to go into and not a lot of time with Russell Means on Friday. We're going to do an hour and then we're going to open up the phone lines, and I'm sure the phone lines are going to be loaded. And folks, I'm telling you, you need to call your friends, neighbors, brothers, sisters, relatives, and you need to get them. This is going to be probably the most informative show that I've ever done. Tomorrow and Friday are probably going to be the most informative shows that I've ever done since I've been on the RBN network. And I mean that emphatically, because what this man brings to the table is literally, we could all learn from this. But a couple of parallels here. They were tricked with these treaties, but we're being tricked all the time. We're tricked with the Patriot Act, the Patriot Act. If you don't sign it, you're not a patriot. Section 802, we can arrest anybody, right? The No Child Left Behind. We're not going to leave anybody behind. We're going to get them all through. And the reason they're going to do that is because they're not going to teach them anything, and they're not going to let anybody flunk. You know, so we're graduating these people or these kids out of high school that don't know how to write their name, for crying out loud. And then all of the jobs in physics and science and medicine and so forth are being farmed out to these people overseas.
Yeah, you know, I just had an idea, Mike.
Yeah.
Just a thought. You know, ladies and gentlemen, many of your young people are still off of school this next week and won't start school again this next weekend. If you can collar one of your teenagers to sit down and listen on Friday to what Russell Means has to say, it might be something that will spark their interest. I've written several articles, Mike, on dealing with and reaching out to young people, especially adolescents, because they're at that point in time where their natural desire for independence and rebellion against authority is most moldable. And these kids are coming out of these police state high schools and junior highs where they are like, you know, I don't like this, and I want to fight against it. And if we in the Patriot movement can capture them and get them to see, here's what's going on, here's what's really happening, and you can play an important role, It might turn the tide as we go forward in the future.
Right, and it's up to us, but it's also up to the listening audience. And you know, I'm preaching to the choir again. My listening audience knows I have barked so many times. Folks, you need to tell your friends, neighbors, relatives. You need to invite them to listen to RBN. If you can't, if you're not, and believe me, it took a lot of work, and I'm still working on it, to be able to be, you know, literate enough and educated enough to even get on the air and do a show. And I know it takes time, and if you don't have the time to do that, that's fine, but at least invite them in for a listen. Because I'm telling you, some of the programming that you're going to be hearing, some of the programming that's coming on this network in the near future is going to be light years ahead of anything else you're going to see or read. And, you know, if we're going to win this battle, we need to wake up our friends, neighbors, and relatives. We can't just sit there and expect somebody else to do it. And it's very simple to do. And if you can't do anything else, just slap an RBN bumper sticker on your car, for crying out loud, if that's all you can do. Or give out, you know, when it comes time to give, well, Christmas is already over, but birthday gifts or wedding gifts or whatever, buy DVDs and CDs, Freedom to Fascism and so forth, and give them away for Christmas gifts or presents or anniversary gifts or whatever. Okay, put the word. I mean, John, I think there's still a program going on where John's giving out, or not giving them out, but I think he's selling them for like a dollar and a quarter, these Freedom to Fascism. You can get 10 of them for $12 or something like that. And it's a very inexpensive gift, for crying out loud. And look at what it does for people. It opens their mind and wakes them up to be objective enough to where you can sit down and you can talk to them sensibly and share whatever knowledge it is that you have, whether it be limited or whatever. And that's the key. And this is how we're going to win this. And I'm telling you, we're joining forces here, Tim, and I feel it. I feel good. I mean, I'm very excited. It's probably the car to bite, like I said. but at any rate, I'm very excited about this because I feel a genuine spirit in this. That we're making headway, we're moving forward. Now we've got this, and I don't know. Are you familiar with S-1959? Do you know when that's being talked about or being?
It's still on the table, and they are. This is the thought police one. If I'm thinking of the same one,
it's the Violent Homegrown Radicalization Act that means that if you don't believe we should go in and occupy Iraq and blow up Iran, then you're a terrorist.
Well, yeah. The whole idea is to control, even to get you on a thought crime. Yeah, exactly. That hasn't come to the floor. It's an election year. Many senators are aware that their voters are watching them, what they're doing. It's still hanging there. And when something like that hangs there on the table,
mm-hmm.
and does not move forward, that's a scary situation, because these jokers in Washington are well known for waiting until they have a bare quorum when everyone else is gone and pushing stuff through on a non-recorded vote.
Very true. However, I want to remind everybody that, you know, look at our share of victories that we've had. Okay, we got Ron Paul into the Fox debates early on by lambasting Fox.
Yeah, but you know he's there. Now, I haven't been able to find out specifically, but the last I heard that I was able to see is that there's still some question as to whether he's going to be into the this new Fox broadcast debate, New Hampshire, I think it is.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I don't know, because, again, I'm blind at the moment.
No.
But the bottom line is, I was going to reiterate, we've had victories. We had victories in 2007. And we've got S-1959. I don't think, if we're going to muster enough support, the diligence of the listening audience to get on the phone, let their fingers do the walk on. And taking Ted Pike as an example, we got the hate crime bill defeated. Okay, and taking Russell Means as another example of a guy that doesn't just sit around and talk about it. The guy gets up and does it. And I have to tell you, I'm going to read a quick excerpt here before the break. This man is an actor. He's been in 20 movies, 20-plus movies, okay? But from his own words, and this is documented, folks, says, I've been shot 3 times. I've been stabbed. I've been beaten unconscious. I've been strafed and bombed. Well, I'll start over when we get back from the break. But this is why this man's a hero to his nation, and this is why he's the Clint Eastwood of the Indian nations, for real, not illusionary. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with Tim Wingate in the shotgun seat. Be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, Mike, we're back.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to let you know, based on, I'm reading an article here, there are a couple articles that came out the 29th, and just another one here, is that apparently Faux News, who's having a presidential debate, now I've seen conflicting dates, but possibly the 6th, are not going to have Ron Paul or Duncan Hunter included as Republicans in this debate coming up. And people have been writing and calling and trying to get the Faux News, or otherwise known as Fox Noise, Keith Olbermann.
Well, you know, it's time to step up to the plate. And when are these debates supposed to happen, Tim?
Well, this is the funny thing. I'm looking specifically. I looked, and maybe somebody can help me. Help us about that, too, if they want to call in, let us know for sure. But I was under the impression it was supposed to be the 6th.
Okay. Well, again, like what happened earlier when the debates first started and Fox was going to eliminate Ron Paul, you know, we beat him up so bad with emails. And this is the RBN listening audience, the AFTF, and many other groups. We beat them up so bad, they had so many emails that they had, and we forced their surrender, if you will. It wasn't a treaty. They surrendered. And it sounds like we need to do the same thing again, because we're on a roll here. You know, we got the hate crime bill defeated with the help of Ted Pike. We've got a guy that is, you know, really can do some things to turn this fascist corporatist government around. And you know, the momentum is like a football game. The momentum is in our corner. It's headed our way. Okay, I mean, we've got it, and we need to keep continuing to ride it. But let me finish with it. What's that old saying? I can't remember exactly how it goes. Something about you can't stop a man that keeps on coming if he's in the right. What is that old saying?
Don't know.
Okay. Well, at any rate, back to this quick excerpt I want to read. I'm not going to read his own words. I'm going to add a little bit to it because he didn't even add all. I'm reading out of his epilogue, and he didn't even add all of what has happened to him. But the man has been shot 3 times. He's been stabbed. He's been beaten unconscious more than once. He's been strafed and bombed by the Sandinistas down in Nicaragua. He's been sucked down by quicksand. He's been chased across the ocean in a leaky canoe, all in being an activist for his cause. And his life was transformed in a new career when he got a telephone call from a casting director. Michael Mann was casting for Last of the Mohicans. And what's interesting about this, what's so interesting, and I keep reverting back to this guy, because what's so interesting about it, as I read his book, there's a lot of similarities between myself and him. We both grew up in the same town. And there's a number of other ones that I'm going to mention on my show Friday. But if I were a casting director and I were looking for a man to play the part that he has played in his activism towards getting the freedom and the land back for his Indian people, you couldn't have picked a better qualified candidate in this man's early years. It's almost like he was born to do this. And hopefully I'll have time to share some of that Friday as well. But at any rate, you know, I don't mean to keep relating back to that. But the reason I'm so excited is because here's a man that, you know, is the epitome of a hero activist in his cause. He believes in his people. I believe, RBN believes, Tim Wingate believes, a lot of the patriot community out there believe we need our constitutional republic back. We've watched these people We've allowed these people to erode it away, but now we're waking people up and we're going to get it back. And you know what? I believe that the Indian Nation are going to be our allies in this.
I agree.
Okay, well, we're going to the top of the hour. You want to take it?
Oh, well, sure.
Let's open up the phone lines in the second hour.
Yeah, we've got a caller, Chris.
Okay.
If you'd hang on, Chris, we'll be to you after the break.
The break's coming up.
Yep.
We'll be back in 2 minutes. This is Michael Herzog with Jimmy Wingate talking about a whole lot of minutiae, a little bit of nothing, and Russell Means.
Oh, we got some other good stuff to talk about, too,
all right,
buddy.
Well, I'm blind, so you got to tell
me. Yeah, all right. I'm going to jump in.
We'll be right back.
With